आज के टाइम में जब सब जगह टेंशन का माहौल है, अपने घर की बालकनी में किसे पसंद नहीं आता देखना खिलते फूल और पत्ते, रंग बिरंगी तितलियों का आना, कभी खुश तो कभी रूठे पौधे, और फिर उन रूठे हुए पौधों को पानी पिलाते और मनाते हुए आनंद लेना। देर इज नथिंग लाइक पुटिंग योर हैंड्स इन सॉइल एंड एक्सपीरियंसिंग नेचर। और अब तितलियों की बात उठ ही गई है, तो चलिए आज पल्लवी आपसे उन्हीं के बारे में बात करेंगी। ऑल्सो चंदना विल टेक यू थ्रू ग्रोइंग भिंडी, वन वेजिटेबल दैट इज ईटन इन ऑलमोस्ट ऑल फैमिलीज।
वेलकम टू सो एंड रीप द अर्बन गार्डनिंग पॉडकास्ट। दिस इज इंडियाज फर्स्ट गार्डनिंग पॉडकास्ट। वी आर थ्री वुमेन हु आर क्रेजी अबाउट अर्बन गार्डनिंग बियॉन्ड आवर डे जॉब्स।
आई एम चंदना, कोड नेम एडिनियम।
I'm Sangeeta, codename Green Thumb.
I'm Pallavi, codename Carnation.
Before I pass on the mic to Chandana, let me share an exciting news. Today we have Dr. Sarita with us, who will share her gardening motto and experiences with you. She will also talk about the different materials she uses for growing plants. I hope you too get motivated by her. And now, over to Chandana.
Thank you, Sangeeta. When we think of planning a balcony garden, we do wonder what kind of plants to start with. Easy to grow and easy to maintain, obviously, is the foremost criteria. But what also helps in keeping the garden abundant and self-sustaining is a healthy mix of types of plants. In terms of growth habit, in horticulture, the term growth habit refers to the change in a plant's height, shape, and kind of growth it undergoes depending on the environment and the pruning that it gets along with the genetic factors. You all would be aware of these classifications. These are usually classified into five categories, which is herbs, shrubs, trees, creepers, and climbers. Herbs, these are short-sized plants with soft, green, delicate stem without the woody tissues. Dhania, pudina, tomato, wheat, these are part of herbs. Shrubs, on the other hand, are medium-sized, woody plants, taller than herbs and shorter than a tree. So the big difference is they do have woody stems. They are also bushy, they have green leaves, but the stems are woody. So rose, jasmine, lemon, tulsi and henna are some of the common shrubs around us. And trees, we all know trees. There is a stem and there are leaves, and usually they grow in bigger pieces of land. The lifespan of the trees are very large, several years. And they can range from a banyan, mango, neem, cashew, teak, oak, and a lot of other trees. There are some trees that you can grow on small terraces as well. Climbers and creepers are the other two types of plants which are actually very popular for the upcoming summer season. And the prime difference is that the climbers, they love to climb, cling to some support and then climb upwards. They have very thin, long and weak stem which cannot stand upright on its own but can cling to a support and grow vertically and carry their weight. Whereas creepers are plants that creep on the ground. They love horizontal movement. They have fragile, long, thin stems that can neither erect or support their weights. And the examples include watermelon, strawberry, pumpkin, and sweet potato. Summer is a great time for creepers and climbers, as well as herbs like pudina, thyme, etc. We will talk about the propagation style classification in detail in the next episode. But we believe that knowing your shrubs, herbs, climbers, and creepers will be a good understanding as you start planning your plants for the upcoming summer season.
Thank you so much, Chandana. Hello, listeners. This is Sangeeta, the Green Thumb. Now that we have learned about the different types of plants, it is also important to understand what would be the correct size of pot for them. We all know that the garden pots come in all sorts of shapes, materials and sizes. Probably the trickiest part of container gardening is knowing what size garden pots to use. Well, there is no formula to it, but yes, there is one rule that we can follow as a beginner. The rule is, the size of the pot should be at least half of the height of your plant. Matlab, agar hamare plant ki height 2 feet, yani 24 inch hai, to uske liye hume at least 12 inch ka gamla lena chahiye. Aur jab plant bada hone lagta hai aur wo root bound ho jata hai, tab hum us plant ko repot karte hain. Par yaad rakhiye, repotting ke time हमेशा पुराने गमले से 2 से 4 इंच बड़ा गमला लेना चाहिए. In our various episodes, we will talk about specific plants in our KYP or Know Your Plant section. There we will give you the ideal pot size for the plant we will talk about. But for now, let us give you a small list of plants and the ideal pot size for them. This will give you a brief idea about what type of plant can be grown in with size pots. So, in a 10-inch pot, we can grow strawberries, lettuce, small herbs such as parsley, mint, sage, basil, coriander. You can also grow some dwarf varieties of seasonal flowers in it. In a 14-inch pot, you can grow cabbage, carrots, mutter, lettuce, palak, or some big herbs like rosemary or lavender. In a 16-inch pot, we can grow annuals, dwarf shrubs, dwarf citrus trees like nimbu or mosmi. In an 18-inch pot, you can grow broccoli, cauliflower, bangan, shimla mirch, tomatoes. You can also grow any kind of leafy vegetables in them. In a 24-inch pot, you can grow tomatoes, cucumbers, fig tree, anar, ornamental shrubs such as hydrangea or roses. In a 30-inch pot, you can grow any fruit tree such as apple, pear, plums, anar, amrud, or even pumpkin. But please remember, when growing plants that are currently smaller in size, use small pots. Gradually repot them to a bigger size as they grow big.
Hi, I'm Pallavi. Today I'll be talking to Dr. Sarita Anand, who has a wonderful garden in her home in Ghaziabad. And she was kind enough to give me a virtual tour of her garden. She spoke about a lot of things, and we'll be bringing you one part of her interview today. Teri Meri Bagwani mein hum gardeners ki real stories lekar aayenge.
I am Dr. Sarita Anand, and I am a practicing gynecologist for the last almost 40 years. And I have my own residence in Ghaziabad. On the ground floor is my nursing home, and my residence is on the first floor. And on the first floor, I have a large balcony, which recently, for the past, 3 to 4 years, I have been rediscovering all the possibilities of this balcony. And I started my journey as a gardener due to the motivation of a few friends who taught me the value of recycling and reusing old products, and also the reports about the environment change, the climate change that we are witnessing. All this set me thinking that what is it that I can do on my level to help improve this environment. I know this is a very, this is almost like a micro environment for me and my family. But if we start at home, maybe things will improve. Every home needs to improve. A lot of scope for improvement in this country. So that's how I started my gardening, my journey. So mostly I concentrate on my my terrace garden. And I really like to reuse old discarded stuff, which can be of a little more use. My motto is, to reuse and then recycle, and of course reduce waste. So that's the way I proceed. I here in my terrace garden, you know, I grow a lot of plants, both decorative and some of them are seasonal, some of them are perennial, and some of them are veggies. So it's almost like dividing my terrace into half. The backyard of the terrace is devoted to vegetable garden. And the front yard is devoted to the decorative plants.
So my question is ki aap kaise decide karte ho ki kaun sa plant kaun se material mein uga sakte ho? Like what would you grow in a metal container? What would you grow in thermocol? Or do you do whatever you want?
See, metal does get heated up quite soon. Okay. So, but when I use a metal container, I can grow almost anything in a metal container and almost anything in a thermocol container.
Yeah.
The only thing is to keep in mind the because of the material being used, what I do is when I plant my plants, I put in a lot of broken vases, you know, these ceramic, these mitti ke gamle jo hote hain, and into ke tukde, right? I've got lots of those. So I put in a thick layer of those. Okay. And that helps to, you know, drain the water. And then the kind of soil that I use, I am careful about the soil that I use. It should be well draining soil. So I use a mixture of 50% soil and about 25% of compost. That is a homemade compost that I make, and 25% of sand.
Okay.
So the sand helps to drain away all the excess water, but keeps the roots cool. And the water that settles inside those you know, those pieces of bricks, that also helps to keep the roots cool, but it doesn't allow them to decay. So it just allows the root to be at a normal and a healthy temperature. And then you notice, just around, you know, I've kept these gamlas. And I've also raised the metal container on bricks.
Okay.
So it will not get heated up. You know, this will prevent it from getting heated up from the heat of the terrace by itself, the cemented terrace. So it maintains air circulation beneath the container, and on the sides of the container also the air circulation is maintained. But because the mitti gamlas are cool by themselves, and they absorb heat, so it the heat from the metal container gets taken away by the other containers. So that way I keep the metal container cool.
Okay.
And for the thermocol container, inside, normally I put a lining. You cannot see it here, but I use a lining of garden net.
Okay.
The thermocol away from the soil, direct, you know, be a direct contact, right? So that's the way.
Achha, achha. Haan. Because I was going to ask you that ki thermocol mein, if you're growing something which you're consuming, then how do you separate the soil from the thermocol?
No, the inner surfaces are all lined by garden net. All the plastic containers, the metal containers, everything, we use a coating of garden net.
And how do your plastic containers do in the heat? Matlab, wo kharab jate hai, how often do you have to replace them?
No, plastic containers don't get spoiled in the heat. But their life lasts for about, let's say, a couple of seasons. After that, they start to crack up because they're very tough. But it's only that they've been reused before being discarded.
Yeah.
That is the And then they're lightweight, so they don't put too much weight on the terrace, you know, on the roof by itself. They have to be careful about that also. So that's how we do it.
And last question. So do you paint all your containers so that they look uniform?
Yes, I try to paint all of them because they look attractive also. They look attractive with different colors, and it gives a very cheerful look to the garden if you have lots of color in it. So that's why we paint. And then of course they absorb a little less heat if you paint them, so it keeps the soil cool also. You know, gardening is such a passion. The more you do it, the more you learn. You learn something new every year. With every season you learn something new, so it goes on and on. I was very hesitant to start out with vegetable gardening, and initially all I could grow was some dhania and palak. But now I have a variety. This year I have, we've reaped even potatoes, onions, ginger, garlic, haldi, so much. Lots of harvesting. And of course the seasonal vegetables now, as a routine, we do plant them and we look after them. And the taste of organic vegetables is delicious. So I would recommend it very highly to everybody who's health conscious, invest in your own vegetable garden.
Want to know how to grow a particular plant? We bring you Know Your Plant or KYP. Wow, what a session with Dr. Sarita, and so much information. It's also heartening to hear how she has found time for her own passion despite being a busy professional. More power to Green Thumbs. Taking it further, let me talk to you about bhindi or okra, the summer vegetable most people love. In Know Your Plants, let's see how bhindi can be germinated and can be grown in pots and harvested to enjoy the summer vegetable in whichever form you like to eat it. It's also a good source of vitamin A and fiber without adding calories, and hence it adds to your nutrition basket. I started growing bhindi in pots 2 years ago, and with some experimentation and failure, was finally able to get a harvest last year. This year, my seeds are in the soil and young shoots have just started showing their heads. So I rush to the garden every morning to check if other friends have joined in. Ideally, for a family of four, you would need a half kg bhindi for one-time meal, which would come off 7 to 8 plants. But even if you have a pot for 2 or 4 plants, you can harvest okras over a week and then make the sabji. They will still be fresh enough to cook. Okra or bhindi is a heat-loving plant and grows best in well-draining medium to sandy loams. So the trick is to take a 10-inch pot for one plant, or if you have wider place or wider container, the trick is to use 1 square foot of space for one plant. The container can be an earthen pot, a grow bag, lined crate or lined cardboard box. Plastic or metal containers should be avoided as they'll heat up the roots and will give a lot of residual heat since the plant is going to be in direct sunlight. Okra is best propagated from seeds. If you are starting afresh like I did 2 years ago, it would be best to pick up seeds from the market. If you have seeds saved from the last harvest, then you can go ahead with the same. Now it is recommended to soak seeds overnight for healthy germination, but I found okra seeds to be soft enough to germinate in the soil itself. So what I did was, I took a 10-inch pot, I prepared the pot with a mulch and composted soil mix and did my first test to see that it was sandy loamy. And then I put the seeds, pressed them about 2 inch deeper and sprayed with water. I sprayed it with water every day for about 10 days before the sprouts emerged. I had put in 6 to 7 seeds per pot, but the aim was to keep 1 or 2 plants only. You never know how many of them would germinate. If you want to sprout and transplant, then the process is to soak the seeds in water for about 8 to 10 hours and then place the seeds 1.5 to 2 inch deep in a seeding tray using a cocopeat based potting mix. It will take a week to 10 days to germinate. Wait for the saplings to grow around 2 to 3 inches tall and look a little sturdy before you transplant them to a bigger pot. This is a trick that a friend of mine shared with me, that in our excitement of seeing sprouts coming out, we tend to transplant them earlier and then the plants don't take off. Okra blossoms start appearing in about 7 weeks. The plant needs to be kept in full sunlight once the shoots are 6 to 8 inches tall. It needs at least 4 to 6 hours of light. Make sure there are companions in the garden that attract pollinators like bees and butterflies to help pollination. Okra can sustain very high sunlight and can survive in low water levels, but you have to ensure that the soil does not dry out completely. Usually, in terms of taking care of the okra plant, you need to look out for pests like leaf miners, mealybugs, and aphids. So spraying the okra plant in the morning or in the evening with a soapy solution, or a 1:50 ratio neem oil with water spray is the best way to protect it. It is easy to identify when the okra veggies are ready to harvest. So check when the veggies take good length and shape, at least 4 inches tall, and then you can harvest them. Be careful while you're harvesting, because sometimes the okra plant can be a little itchy. So it's best to use gloves or to oil your hands before you snap the fruit of the plant. Do not discard the plant until it gives around 15 to 20 okras. And the plant also keeps growing high, especially if you have high nutritious soil. So give it a good support, a trellis around the plant or a thread tied to the wall. You can also let it lean on the compound wall or balcony railing for support. Okra will take around 50 to 60 days to grow from seed to harvest. And hence it is a plant that can be harvested over the summer season if you time your pots a few days apart. So if you germinate seeds in one pot today and then you germinate seeds in another pot after 5 days or after 4 days, it will ensure that you have a steady supply of the fruit through the season. I hope you will definitely try Bhindi this season. And if you have any questions, then please write to us on the email given in the show notes.
In this segment, we help you identify that creature in your garden. Is it a friend or a foe? Kya wo aapka dost hai ya dushman?
Titli Rani badi sayani, phool phool par jaati hai. फूल फूल से रंग चुराकर अपने पंख सजाती है। जब उसे जाओ पकड़ने, झट से वो उड़ जाती है। If you understood that, you already know the answer to the question. Is a butterfly a friend or a foe? Butterflies are one of the best friends of your garden. जहां वो खुशहाली वहां। Butterflies help to pollinate plants, which means you will have flowers, vegetables and fruits in your garden. I had a terrace garden in Ahmedabad, which was on the 14th floor. The good thing was that I had no pests bothering me or eating my plants. And the bad thing was that it was so far up that I did not get any friendly visitors. So I remember the first time I saw a butterfly in my plants. I was so excited. I felt like my garden had arrived. This is how important a butterfly is to your garden. The most common butterfly that you will see will be the common grass yellow butterfly or pili titli. You will see them in public land like parks, shrubs, damp areas or roadsides. Dekhne mein ye bahut sundar nahi hai, par dikhave pe na jaiye. Due to its abundance, it is the best pollinator out there. How can you attract this butterfly? The most recognizable plant that people will know is called lantana. It grows as a weed and has a flower which is made of smaller flowers. Each flower is a mix of yellow and pink flowers. Agar aap ise Google karenge, to aap ise asani se pehchan lenge. Garden nurseries also sell a purple or orange variety of this plant. Magar aapko koi special phool ugane ki zarurat nahi hai. The pili titli is attracted by most commonly grown flowers in India, including marigold, hibiscus and sunflower. But yes, if you want to attract butterflies, grow different types of flowers to attract different butterflies. Butterflies have a short lifespan, so you want as many as possible to come to your garden. I said before that butterfly is a friend, but it is also a foe. Aap puchenge ki titliya dost aur dushman dono kaise ho sakte hain? The thing is, a butterfly starts its life as a caterpillar. Ye shayad aapne padha hoga. So when butterflies come to your garden, they will lay their eggs on host plants. Some of these host plants are cucumber, any kind of gourd, beans, peas, etc. Thin green color caterpillars emerge from these eggs. While these caterpillars are growing, they need to eat. So they will eat the leaves of the plants that they are on. They will keep eating the leaves for about 15 days of growing, after which they will form a pupa. The butterfly will emerge from this pupa in another 5 days. Many gardeners ask whether they should remove the caterpillars to save their plants. If you ask me, then there is no right answer. अगर इन कैटरपिलर्स से आपका बहुत नुकसान हो रहा है तो हाँ, इन्हें हटाएं या कम कर दें। यू माइट वॉन्ट टू डू दिस इफ दे आर ईटिंग प्लांट्स हुज लीव्स यू कंज्यूम, बट इफ यू कैन लेट देम बी देयर फॉर 20 डेज देन लीव देम। तितलियों से हमारा भला ही होता है तो इन कैटरपिलर्स को तितलियां बन जाने दें।
Winters have just gone by and now you would have a lot of dried leaves, stems, dried winter plants in your garden. The garbage that we do here is that we throw this in the dustbin and sometimes even burn it, unlike some gardeners who use it in their compost. We need to understand here that this is the horticulture waste from winters that can now be used for mulching in summers. But before that, मल्चिंग होता क्या है? मल्चिंग का मतलब होता है अपनी टॉप सॉइल के ऊपर एक लेयर बिछाना। Here comes the question। हम तो समर में मॉर्निंग एंड इवनिंग दोनों टाइम पानी देते हैं प्लांट्स को, तो फिर मल्चिंग की क्या जरूरत? मल्चिंग से हमारी मिट्टी नम रहती है, उसमें ठंडक बनी रहती है जिससे पानी कम लगता है। मल्चिंग करने से छोटे छोटे प्लांट्स को ठंडक भी मिलती है। अब सॉइल को क्या बेनिफिट मिलता है? सॉइल के अंदर के कीड़े मकोड़े जैसे केचुए और दूसरे माइक्रोब्स को भी वार्मथ मिलती है। तो अब आप अपने गार्डन से निकले हुए हॉर्टिकल्चर वेस्ट को फेंकने की गड़बड़ ना करें, उसे यूज़ कीजिए। और अगर आपको लगता है कि मल्चिंग करने से आपका गार्डन सुंदर नहीं दिखेगा, तो फिर जैसे डॉक्टर सरिता ने बताया, आप भी अपने पॉट्स को पेंट कर सकते हैं। बट मल्चिंग ज़रूर कीजिए to prevent your soil from summer heat. याद रखिए, हमारे गार्डन में एक सीजन का वेस्ट दूसरे सीजन का यूजफुल मैटर होता है। Wow, lovely knowledge filled session we have had today. Learned a lot. We'd like to thank Dr. Sarita for taking out time and talking with us. Thank you so much, Doctor, for sharing your motto of reusing and recycling things. I'm sure our listeners must have got ideas from you. I have something to share with all you listeners as well. I had sown Shimla Mirch after Pallavi talked about it last time. Now the seeds have started sprouting and I can see about 3 to 6 leaves in some of them. Have you tried it yet? If not, then you need to try it along with Bhindi and let us know your experiences growing them. With this note, we come to the end of our episode. Do let us know your comments and feedback. You can find our email address in the show notes. We'll be back with our next episode in 2 weeks. If you want to know where you can hear our next episodes, you can check us out on any podcasting platform. Just search for Sow and Reap, the Urban Gardening Podcast. Happy gardening till then!